Welcome to Authentic Energy, a podcast dedicated to getting to the bottom of what it means to be your true, authentic self at work. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Let's take this learning journey together as I meet with guests weekly. Whether you are a leader or individual contributor, a teacher or a nurse, we'll share conversations and stories that highlight meaningful connections, self-awareness, a sense of belonging, and all the components necessary to create a workplace where you can show up in your authentic energy. Welcome back to Authentic Energy. We are talking about the ACE Leadership Framework, where we focus on awareness, competencies, and energy so that we can build a culture that thrives. In our last episode, I introduced the five leadership competencies, which were effective communications, emotional intelligence, influencing others, decision-making, and conflict resolution. And if you missed it, episode number 53, the last episode, was a deep dive in inspiring communication and intuitive listening. Our topic today is emotional intelligence, the second of the five leadership competencies. I remember not too long ago, I was leading the learning and development function for a large organization, and the C-suite level leadership team kept asking for more EQ training. We had very skilled workers, but they were lacking in EQ and some of the, quote, softer skills, unquote. So this may be debatable, but in my opinion, you can't really take a training class on the softer skills. I mean, you can, it exists, and in a few minutes, I'm going to talk you through what I believe the skills are for this competency. But I believe this is an area that usually requires maybe coaching or something that offers something more hands-on and guided. I guess any skill training requires hands-on, and EQ is no different. I don't know if you've heard the concept learning in the flow of work, but when my team was evolving our training methods to align more closely with what our learners needed to learn the skills required for their job, we were creating smaller bite-sized training elements that they could access in their flow of work or while they were performing their daily tasks. And I think that the same is true for EQ. If you're not already proficient in this competency, then it may take some introspection and reflection, and that's not something you can train. But as you're encountering these different experiences throughout your day-to-day work, you may need to talk it through with your leader or a coach or maybe a spouse or a friend or your trusty journal if you have one. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, stands for emotional quotient. It can be defined as our ability to have an awareness of our own emotions and others' emotions. The specific definition I was given in my coaching coursework was to distinguish, understand, and have a greater awareness of how our thoughts and feelings connect with our outward actions, behaviors, and words, as well as the ability to manage and express appropriate emotions and help others do the same. Wow, that's a lot. I think sometimes it's hard enough to try to understand your own emotions, much less worry about someone else's, but a great leader has that awareness. What I'm going to do in this episode is break down EQ for you so that you can check yourself. Of course, I'm going to tie it back to energy because that's what I do, and tying it back to culture. Some of this may even sound familiar from our recent episode, number 54, Emotions at Work, because again, this is how you are able to manage and express your emotions and have awareness of others as well. So let's understand EQ. EQ is broken into five categories: internal motivation, self-regulation, self-awareness, empathy, and social awareness. And here's how they each break down. First, internal motivation is our self-motivation and how we can choose our emotional responses to events and people. Have you ever been emotionally triggered in a meeting? The answer is yes, for me. But how you respond to those events show your emotional intelligence. Does this mean pushing down emotions never to be dealt with again? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about choosing your response. And how do you do that? Well, if you're working on what thoughts you allow yourself to think in those critical moments, you can control or manage your emotions. And it takes practice. But believing that someone, for example, is picking apart your idea in front of the rest of the team just to hurt you is different than choosing to believe that maybe the colleague is just sharing their honest feedback in a space that they feel is a safe space, and that they respect you and believe that you're smart enough to not take the feedback personally. If you allow this to slow you down or hold you back, then you're not dealing with your most highest and best self, or your true authentic self that is capable of so much. And instead, you're allowing your thoughts to control your emotions. So that's really that internal motivation and allowing your thoughts, or being aware of your thoughts and how they create the emotion. And the next is self-regulation. Self-regulation is similar, and it's the ability to remain calm in emotionally charged situations and to make clear-headed decisions. That's so important. So many times in our role as a leader, we are faced with challenges on a regular basis, either from peers, from our leaders, from clients, and the ability to self-regulate, to remain calm and in these emotionally charged situations, that is a sign of emotional intelligence. The third is self-awareness. And this is really the ability to monitor and evaluate yourself in social situations, and to understand how your behavior or words are potentially perceived by others. So it's not just being aware of your own emotions and behaviors, but it's also being aware of how you're going to be perceived. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be yourself. It's just having the awareness that if you what you do may cause a reaction by others. And that's the whole part of, not only being self-aware, but being aware of others' emotions as well. The next one is empathy. And this is the ability to put oneself in someone else's shoes to understand how the other person is feeling. This is, we all know what empathy is. And, but not everybody is able to do this, right? We can get so stuck in our head and focused on ourselves rather than thinking about where the other person is coming from, putting ourselves in their shoes, really trying to look through their lens and why they may have reacted or responded in the way that they did. And the last one is social awareness, the ability to pick up on social cues, to be a good listener, which we talked about in the last episode, and understand group dynamics. When you develop a greater awareness of your emotional intelligence, you really have a significant positive impact on all aspects of your life. And this can include an increased awareness of the relationship you have with yourself and an improved relationship with coworkers, friends, family, and others who are, have a meaning, who have a significance in your life. Okay, so those are the five categories or components of EQ: internal motivation, self-regulation, self-awareness, empathy, and social awareness. Okay, so now that you know what the different components of emotional intelligence are, now how do you hone those skills? I'll share some thoughts with you, and you may want to talk it through with your leader or hire a coach, but here's what I've learned. If you've listened to any of our episodes about energy levels, you might relate to the fact that, like the higher energy levels, like level 6, level 7, a high IQ can help you become aware of what you are feeling and why, and allow you to choose how to respond in a myriad of different situations. And that versatility is invaluable. If you recall, those higher levels of energy are where creativity, a sense of calm, and a great deal of collaboration exist. And just like learning to choose which energy level to tap into in any given situation, you can learn to grow and strengthen your EQ. And it's similar in that a person can learn to become more aware of those five aspects of emotional intelligence and use those aspects to better serve them in all areas. So what I mean is, just like once you understand the seven levels of energy and you are experiencing that level one victim mentality energy, you can choose to go up to level three, where you're taking responsibility for your actions and your emotions and your thoughts. Just like you can control how you're expressing your energy levels, you also can control whether you're being empathetic, having social awareness, you know, self-regulating in difficult situations. And if you think about just that emotional engagement, it has a significant impact on an individual's contribution and performance at work. Imagine if instead of employees being at the effect of their emotions, we help them become aware of and understand and use their emotions in a manner that is engaging, empowering, and proactive to help them create not only their own success, but the success of the team or success of the organization as well. Emotional intelligence offers people the possibility of recognizing that their emotions are not automatic. Instead, that they can come from their interpretation of an event, and that those interpretations are informed by their level of consciousness. High levels of awareness of our own and others' feelings lead to greater levels of that interpersonal effectiveness, increased levels of personal satisfaction, enhanced relationships, both personally and professionally, and in general, just a more positive impact on those that we lead. Awareness of our emotions requires us to take a step back and objectively observe what's going on. So, in having awareness of your emotions, here's a few things to consider. When you experience things such as anger, frustration, or joy, how aware are you of how they present themselves differently for you? What are you feeling in your body? When you're angry, do you get just a ball in the pit of your stomach or in your chest? What are the thoughts and feelings that run through your mind when you have a specific emotional reaction? When you are really frustrated by something, what are the things that you're thinking? Are you someone who wears your heart on your sleeve and who people can read like a book? Are you thoughtful and considerate, even if you disagree with someone? Are you approachable, authentic, and fully present with others? Or are you someone who shows little or no emotion regardless of the situation? Are you closed off? Do you experience feelings of being numb, disinterested, or apathetic? I will say that there... That doesn't sound so off the wall to me anymore. Coming out of my burnout situation and really looking back, I was closed off emotionally at work because that's what I was taught, and that's how you were professional. But what I'm saying here, and I think that what we can learn and we talked about in emotions at work, is if you have that higher emotional intelligence, you are able to self-regulate and have that social awareness and use your emotions and your thoughts, which is where it starts, for good. When people are not aware of their emotions, they are not aware of how those emotions are affecting and influencing their expression of those emotions and the effect that expression has on others. It's really important. Take some time over the next few days to recognize emotions when they come up for you. Explore what they might be telling you about the importance, maybe, of a value that you have. If something's contradicting a value and it's creating an emotion in you, journal about it. Talk to your leader if you're upset about something. Talk to a coach, talk to a friend, talk to your spouse. But I just hope that you'll have a little more awareness. We all can use a little more awareness. And consider how you respond or lead from a higher energy level or a higher level of emotional intelligence. Challenge your own interpretations and understand others' perspectives. And finally, I'll just say that in addition to just the awareness and management of that emotional energy, something that's important is once you've identified what that emotion may be telling you, it's important to look at what those blocks are that may be creating the disruption of positive emotional energy. And it's an important part of maximizing your emotional intelligence. And that's it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you know someone that may benefit from this episode, please share it with a friend. And please go on and rate the episode in Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. That's it for today. Thank you for listening.